Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, Coach Ralph calls in, plus Poop on the Porch and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Everyone's talking about in-car GPS navigation systems, but have you heard about this one?
Turn right at the next stop sign. Destination ahead, 100 yards on left. You have reached destination. Now, pull up to the curb, shut the car off. Okay, now you see that house on the left over? Duck down and look through the upstairs window. Yeah, use them binoculars in the glove box. Yeah, that's Mrs. Jenkins working out on the treadmill. Look at them curves. She used to work over at Hooters, you know, and then she married old man Jenkins. Pretty sweet MILF, huh?
New from Frigamall Industries, it's the hottest GPS system ever. It's the Beeping TomTom, featuring the voice of actual perverts from your neighborhood or the area you're traveling through.
Okay, now, let's pull over right over here. Here's another good stop. This here is a soccer mom that's new in town. Oh, yeah, there she is, cleaning up the backyard in her jogging shorts. That's right. Bend over and pick up that frisbee, you little monkey woman. Oh, here come the doggies. Yeah. Yeah, good puppies. Oh, yeah, jump up on mommy. That's it. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
It's the Peeping TomTom navigation system. Not affiliated with the TomTom or any other legitimate company.
All right, big boy, time for a real treat. We're going to head over to Christy Lee's house. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, dude, you're going to want to stop off at the store for some Kleenex on the way.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk. There's Pat Godwin.
Hello.
At the entertainment desk, surrounded by guitars and keyboards.
Toys, all my toys.
All his toys.
Got a request coming up here, Pat.
There's Josh Arnold, the
IHC. Staying anyway.
Singer, sidekick, chair. I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk. There's Ace Cosby. Normally we have Willie Griswold in here, but he's a little bit under the weather. Called in sick.
Sick to his stomach.
Oh, really?
Did he use the sick voice when he called you? Dad.
No, he just texted me. I barfed at midnight, so.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a great movie, yeah.
Maybe, isn't it?
It's Lauren McCall.
Maybe that's some sort of code. Are you supposed to bring him a red book with cash inside? I barfed at midnight.
I don't think so.
Got a bad batch of pot? What's going on there?
Pat, I have a request coming up here momentarily.
Sir?
Pat Godwin is back.
And is back.
After having some serious surgery. Haven't seen you for a while, Pat. I'm glad you're doing well.
They went through his butt and through his pee hole.
He did, yeah.
That's false.
A big...
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, Coach Ralph Fontaine.
Skip!
How are you, Coach?
Kids call me Coach, or Skip, or Vampire, because I'll bring the bats. You understand that?
Yeah, the bats, of course.
I had to call when I heard you talking about that to what girls' basketball team accused of running the score up.
Well, it was like 92 to 4.
Yeah.
OK, Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, Tom. I'll tell my kids. Let's go out to right field, get away from the parents, take a knee, eyes on me, ears on the message. I point at that scoreboard. I say, son, I don't care if we're up 45 to nothing. As long as they're pitching, we keep swinging. That's you understand right. that? The same with stealing bases. That's why so many cars get sold. It's like baseball. They don't use the club. You understand that?
Uh-huh.
And unlike baseball, there's no clock in baseball like there is in basketball. You can't get saved by the bell. I tell my kids, I want to light that scoreboard up until the umpire is forced to call maintenance and change the damn light bulbs in it. You know, these are life lessons. Uh-huh. I tell my kids, never stop swinging. Hell, we take dry cuts during rain delays. You understand? I say, son, you may have the day, but do you realize in just 2 years you're going to be almost 6 years old? Do you want this or not? I mean, swing like you mean it. You give me 3 Billy Haynes, 4 Chick McGee's, and just one kid that gets it, I'll win you a damn semi-state. You're on the winner's bracket.
Thanks, Coach.
So Coach Fontaine submits he would,
I'd run through
he would have his players
that,
steal bases.
That's right.
Even when the game was out of reach.
They're swinging the bats. They're during rain delay.
Keep on swinging. Yeah,
dry cuts.
What's again? 92-4.
From
man, that's
something. That does seem a little high, doesn't it?
And girls, not to say anything, but you think there was crying?
Oh, hey.
Hopefully they just knew. They went, all right, we are way outmatched here. This just sucks.
Frustrated.
Run back and forth and have some.
Yeah, this sucks.
We could just start shooting from three-quarter court, hoping that something hits.
Yeah.
I mean, when I played soccer and we were a terrible team, and we always had to play these elite teams that would kick our asses.
What position did you play?
I was typically fullback or halfback. And then there was a time where I was like wing for a while because it was one of my thinner years.
Were you quick?
No.
You played defense. Lead to foot.
But there was a year where I was like thinner and then I was a little quicker. But normally I was defense.
Do you ever remember playing not eating a meal and you were the half fullback?
No.
All right.
Nothing. Or half empty.
Okay. We now turn to Christy Lee at the.
Were you done with sports, Chick?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I missed that.
All right.
All right. You sure?
Yeah. You sure you want to be done? Or?
Well, no, I'm getting, I need to apologize to Tom. It is kind of sad that we lost Dwayne Hickman over the, look at that picture there from Dovey.
Maynard G. Krebs. Later to become a Gilligan from Gilligan's Island.
Of course, Maynard G. Krebs, a far superior role, I would think.
Than Gilligan?
Than Gilligan.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Less getting hit by a hat. In Dobie Gillis, yeah,
that's true.
Often pummeled,
but Maynard G. Krebs was the first television beatnik.
He just looks unshowered, doesn't he?
Are there still beatniks?
I bet. Yes,
I think they've kind of turned to hipsters,
right? But I bet there are classic beatniks out there.
Oh yeah, there's somebody. Right.
It's like a hobo,
with the beret and bongos,
like
and
a hobo
thing.
Versus a homeless person. A hobo is more of an adventurer.
All right.
Okay. Riding the rails and being sodomized by strangers in cold freight cars.
Jesus.
Whereas,
took that really, to a new level.
That really escalated, didn't it?
Wow. We have a sad story about Christmas. I thought we'd share.
Because you're not sad enough by the news we brought you?
January.
Yeah, a Colorado family robbed on holiday cheer and a scooter. By a man who defecated on their front porch the night before Christmas. The family's Ring camera captured the man walking up to their porch, dropping his pants, defecating on a children's picnic table. He then pulled his pants up before taking a scooter, leaning against the stoop, and riding away.
How about that?
The mother told KDVR...
News on your side about poop on your porch.
...said that her 5-year-old daughter saw the mess and told her not to worry that it had been left by one of Santa's reindeer.
See, this is why I wanted to share the story. What
Woman
a great
said,
mom.
I wish
look,
she was...
Mommy, Dasher loves corn.
Uh-huh.
For lying to her kids like that? Okay.
No.
No, the little girl said it had been left by one of Santa's reindeer, I believe, because the woman said, I wish she was right, but unfortunately, we had a nasty mess to clean up. The station reports a neighbor did find the scooter down the street and was able to return it to the family.
What do you think the family did to deserve this?
This is just some random.
A rando?
We don't know that. Yeah. They could be the worst family on the block.
I doubt it. This is just some random jerk.
This will show them. Leave their music pounding all night.
Yeah, their decorations were too fancy.
I mean, come on.
I got a guy in my neighborhood. Christmas lights are still up.
Mine are still up.
Yeah, I know. Got to take them down, Tom.
It's I got some snips if you want to borrow
10th. I'm going to. On my way to work, I'm going to snip them all and then speed away.
I have all the decorations down, but my tree is still up because I like it. The lights are nice tree's and down. Warm.
I've got one of the wreaths still up. No, two of the wreaths are still up, and I've got the Christmas lights. They're just white lights out in the yard.
Are you sure three lights aren't up?
White lights signifying white trash?
Yeah. Is that it?
That's absolutely right.
It's fine. And I've got a couple in my neighborhood, actually.
What, white trash?
Yeah. But the,
no way. Not in your neighborhood.
No, you'd be surprised.
New money.
Yeah. You leave that car as a 2018.
Someone won the lottery.
What kind of... What are you... is this a new depression, a 2018 car? What's going on?
I'm driving a 2017 car.
No, you're not. It's in the shop.
Be quiet.
Oh, yeah, that's another crisis that's going on behind the scenes.
No, Kelly's driving my car. Her
Tom
car.
Has to rent a car.
He has to find a rental to rent a car today. So.
And he has to have all the information from us. We don't know. We're just wildly speculating.
I just want to know where the office is.
Shut him up.
Okay. Earlier, Tom, you did say, hey, does that place have Jeeps? And we didn't say anything, and you go... Do they?
I know a place that does if you're looking
for it. I want to rent a Grand Cherokee.
I know exactly where you can go.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Christy Lee, once again, is at her post, her base, and she has more news for us. Christy?
A newly erected Peruvian statue of a man with an enormous phallus has been vandalized.
Erected indeed.
Yeah. The fiberglass structure.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Have you seen a picture of this thing?
Erected.
The fiberglass structure is a faithful representation of a ceramic statue from Peru's pre-Columbian... Is it Mochica culture between 150 and 700 A.D.? Oh, a 9-foot statue with its 5-foot-long member.
Did you hear about this now?
I have not seen this.
9-foot statue.
Yeah.
And 5 feet of it is...
Yes, and it looks like a classic a pre-Columbian statue. Come here and look at this, Christy. And there are all these tourists standing around it taking pictures.
My. Oh, Christy's knees just buckled.
It looks like a guy... It's absurd.
Yeah.
Looks like he couldn't touch the tip of it with his hand. It's so far out there.
Huh.
Yes. The 9-foot tall statue with its 5-foot long member in the fully happy spot has been a decisive figure. While popular with tourists, some locals have called it offensive.
So divisive, maybe?
That's what I meant to say. What did I say? Divisive? Divisive?
You said decisive.
Divisive.
He decided to
be to whip it out.
It was recently.
I can barely describe this thing. Imagine, I mean, it's absurd looking.
Yeah. It was recently attacked by vandals who smashed a hole in the statue's phallus.
Oh, no.
Gisela Ortiz, Peru's culture minister, said that while, quote, nothing justifies the violence, greater efforts to explain the statue's cultural significance could help mitigate further controversy.
It's obviously some kind of fertility.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Can you imagine if whatever? Do we have a minister of culture here in the United States?
Do we have?
If so, they're asleep on the job.
Yeah, no.
But it would be hard to explain. Well, we have Abraham Lincoln sitting at the Lincoln Memorial, 74-foot penis. It's the statue of the guy sitting down, and he's got, you know, one of those weird headpieces on.
I think the upcoming Clinton Memorial is going to be similar to this statue. One can hope.
You got to think Lincoln was pretty well endowed, don't you think?
Who, Bill?
No, Lincoln.
I mean, Lincoln.
Oh, I bet he had a hog.
Yeah, he had the big hand.
He was tall.
Didn't he have some peculiar affliction? I don't know if that comes with a large male member.
I think it does.
But, this is really absurd. But the funny thing about the photograph here is that all these tourists standing around it.
Sure. Is it really a fertility?
I'm guessing.
That's typically what it's about.
And apparently this is the first of many that they're going to. I guess the actual statues are smaller, but they're building them all as sort of, they're going to do like some kind of, you know, I don't know, penis world or whatever.
Can you get a little pocket-sized one to take home? And
like a little bobblehead?
That's a great question, Christy, and I bet you. I bet there's some guy selling T-shirts.
Yeah, right there. By
have you seen? Come here, Josh. Look at this thing.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Yeah.
It's sort of a earthy red.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's sitting down, and he's just got this enormous wang, if you will.
So, wang, if you will.
How do you explain that to the kids? Well, we're going to drive 30 miles out of town to go see the gigantic statue.
Well, you know.
Did you ever see the Mr. Bendo statue?
Sure.
I'm only familiar with it.
One of those roadside attractions.
Right.
You know, like 40-foot high Mr. Bendo. It's like that, except it has a giant phallus attached to it.
So, and there are a lot of tourists there checking it out.
Yeah, checking
well,
out.
Well, wouldn't
the,
you? I mean, if you're in the neighborhood, you'd. Probably.
Well, oh, yeah, sure. I'd go, I'll take a look. Why not?
Yeah.
I think it's tasteless, though, that it's also one of those water spritzers for hot days.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit much.
Yeah.
They don't have Peru in Disney World, do they? In the
oh, at Epcot?
No, they don't.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Got a feeling they downsize the phallus.
Those fertility statues are quite popular in Mexico because I remember when... You remember... For those of you who are longtime listeners to the show, I had a little bit of trouble conceiving with the second child, and someone sent me one of those fertility statue type things from Mexico.
Did it work? Remember you hung your coat.
I have
on
a
it.
Second kid.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's a heavy coat, too. There's one big.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good, but I got to lead off with a confession.
What's that?
I went Bigfoot hunting this weekend.
Oh, good for you.
Did you get anything?
It's important work.
Okay, before you roll your eyes, this has been planned for months. It ain't like I up and did it, you know, and sperm of the moment.
Uh-huh.
And no, I didn't trap a Bigfoot, but I did catch a scorching case of poison oak.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Ouch.
But it ain't like I had a dad around to ever teach me, you know, what leaves you're supposed to wipe with.
Oh, no!
I swear to God, my crouch ain't been this itchy and on fire since I last called it quits with Angel Skinner. So, anyways, right in the woods for like 2 days living off the land, you know, deer jerky, trail mix. And my idiot cousin Lonnie makes his own trail mix. It's good. It's got peanuts in it, puts M&M's, then peanut M&M's, Sour Patch Kids. Oh. It's got them beads you pick off a nerd rope, caramel corn, them orange circus peanuts.
Oh,
and a few handful of Tums, you know, to keep us regular.
Okay.
But Lonnie had invited stupid girlfriend Tanya, so between her nonstop bitching and her jerky queefs, we probably scared off every Bigfoot within 2 miles.
loud were they?
Oh, Tom, every time she tried to tinkle, she'd peel off her Spanx and let one.
Oh, boy.
Worse than burping Tupperware with deviled eggs in it. We was out there 48 hours straight, nothing but vegetation and deer ticks. But for a second, we thought we spotted a real curacacha. Josh will tell you, that's a Spaniard Bigfoot.
Yeah, the Chupacabra, sure.
Yep, and it turned out that it was just our official scout, my buddy Wayne. You know Wayne. He's one of the cryptos, made a fortune in it, but he got busted stealing money from the drawer at Booney's, so he volunteered to help us out this weekend.
Okay.
But he's got more back hair than Ron Jeremy. I swear to God. So we had to sell some of his crypto to hire plumbers, you know, to unclog his drain in the tub. Now he's saving up to get it waxed. You ever get your back waxed, Tom?
No.
Me neither. But he's getting a wax at that spa by that new hot dog place that opened up.
What's that?
Called Let Me Be Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Great
talk. Anyway.
Great talk.
I told Wayne, just my opinion, that real men should never get their backs waxed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's perfect real estate. How else are you going to show the fans in turn four that Dale's your favorite driver if you can't shave the three car between your shoulder blades?
Good point.
Not to mention, if hairy dudes were smart, they'd start selling advertising on their backs. It'd be way better than them dicks twirling sandwich boards. I bet you $50. Hell, I bet you $40 you could probably lease a new Civic free just by shaving Carvana in your back. Swear to God. I'm just saying, you know, you take the negative, you turn it into a positive. Like the old saying, when life gives you oranges, just open an Orange Julius.
Yeah, that's the
sound. Yeah, I better go recalibrate my taint and try to get these two deer ticks to back out of my calf.
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing I need is another case of lemon Lyme's disease.
Sure. Okay.
Did they say calamine? Oh, like calamine.
Calamine motion, yeah. My taint.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.